Carolina, Carolina. It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, it is Sylvia Johns-Ritchie. How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing great, Justin. Thank you so much for asking me to be on your show.
I am so looking forward to having you on here. It's going to be a great, great time. And I tell you what a great song Carolina Moon is. It really, really is.
Well, thank you.
So I wanted to have you on. This is your first time on the show. And what I do with a lot of people the first time on the show is I go through, I guess, how you got into the industry. So how did you get into the beach music industry?
Well, I moved back to the Carolinas from Deep South after having a career down there in New Orleans and in music. I moved back to the Carolinas, and I met J.K. Lofton. And you guys all know that J.K. is a big music producer and in the beach music world for sure. And he heard one of my songs. He said, if you change the beat on that, I think you'd have a smoothie. Of course, I thought a smoothie was a drink from Dairy Queen. But anyway, I know. But anyway, little did I know, it was a dance. So, hey, I got a song nominated for Smoothie of the Year this year, so I'm excited. I don't know how it happened, but I'm sure glad.
You got a ton of nominations. You have, and which we'll go through those a little bit more in a minute, but you got a Female Vocalist of the Year. You have, I'm going to play the song in the middle of the interview, the compilation of the year, or the collaboration of the year. I mean, you just have a ton of Carolina Beach Music Award nominations.
I know. I was there when they were announcing it, and I kept saying, I can't believe this is happening, but I'm so happy for it. I really am. And I have to owe it all to J.K. Lofton because he really got me. I didn't know what beach music was 2 years ago, but I found out.
Right. We're a tight-knit community. We're like family around here, and you know, I love J.K. to death, but I want to ask you, you mentioned Louisiana and New Orleans and everything. What kind of music were you doing down that way before you even came to beach music?
Well, basically, I was doing rhythm and blues, and when I got to North Carolina and I heard y'all's music up here, I was like, well, that's just New Orleans rhythm and blues with horns. So, you know, it's so similar, the musical style is. So I just fit right into that. So I love all the songs I'm hearing, and I'm so glad that a lot of the artists are writing their own songs now instead of doing so many covers. But I hope that gives me, as a songwriter, a chance.
That's right. And you were talking about going, you know, being in New Orleans and everything. And I do want to, you know, like I said on this show, we like to go into background. How did you get into music? Since we already heard how you got into beach music, how did you get into performing in New Orleans and doing all the stuff that you did with the music industry?
Well, I had a music degree from the University of South Alabama in Mobile, and I just kind of stayed in the South. I didn't come back to the Carolinas because, actually, I was born in the Carolinas in Henderson, and I grew up in Rocky Mount. So I went to East Carolina, and then I migrated down South, I guess. But I stayed down South, and I played on the Gulf Coast. I played in Mobile. But I had two clubs in New Orleans, and, I got to play with so many great people over that time. I didn't know it was preparing me for the beach music industry in North Carolina.
Exactly, yeah. And we'll, like I said, after the song I'm going to play here in a minute, we'll talk more about your nominations for the Carolina Beach Music Awards. But there's a song that you and a good friend of ours, Dan Thomas, the drummer for Gary Louder and Smokin' Hot, put out. It's been a little while that you put it out, but Two More Bottles of Wine, that song absolutely blew up on the charts. Tell us a little bit about what went into, I guess, him asking you, and then when y'all cut it, and just how did that all come about, doing that collaboration with Dan Thomas?
Yeah, Dan called me, and he said, hey, I got a song I want us to do, and I was like, okay. And we cut it in Dan's living room at his house there here in Leland. It's what was kind of an interesting thing. So not all songs were cut in great big old studios.
That's what I was going to ask, not to cut you off, but so that song, what we hear, was cut in Dan's living room?
Yes, that yes. With his dog outside, we kept trying to keep him from barking.
I bet he put a wide out there and told him to get him to hush.
yeah. Hey, don't you understand? We're making a record here, you know?
Exactly.
But anyway, but J.K. has, he can go, he has capabilities of, like, you know, traveling with it. He can record you in different places, not just the studio. But anyway, but I thought it turned out great. I couldn't believe this song got legs. I mean, I've had more requests for this song, and I want to thank Delbert McClinton for writing it.
Yeah, I was about to say it's a original from Delbert, and you ain't lying, it got legs. It got legs and went on a sprint. I mean, it took off running. Actually, a long distance run, man. It just took off, and like I said, we still get requests for it.
Right. Well, and I just heard it on another chart today. So, Hey, I'm glad. Thank you so much, everyone who votes for these songs every week. We appreciate you.
Well, we're going to go ahead and play this, and we'll have Sylvia Johns-Ritchie on the other side of this song. This is Two More Bottles of Wine, Dan Thomas and Sylvia Johns-Ritchie. Sylvia, stick around for me.
I will.
From the Brian West Jewelers Studios to your radio.
This is WNCT AM Greenville, WELS FM Kinston, WAVQ AM Jacksonville, W291DO Jacksonville, WIKS HD2, W239BC Greenville, W290CB Winterville, W266AB Jacksonville, W238CF Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance, and we have Sylvia Johns-Ritchie still on the line with us. And Sylvia, we were talking off the air, you know, you mentioned playing down in Louisiana and everything. I didn't realize some of that was playing in, like, the piano bars, like the ones that you get to mess on people. They come and bring up a request with some money to it, and you guys just basically have fun the whole night.
Yeah, it's a fun thing, but the show is all on your shoulders. There's nobody else to help you with it, so you have to really be on your game, so to speak. I had one gentleman come one time and give me a $100 bill, and he asked me if I could play the Empty Bed Blues. Well, I'd never heard of it, so I just made it up on the spot because I wanted that $100 bill.
I would love to hear the words you made up to that song.
I can't even remember them, but I could make something up on the spot.
that's what makes so the people. If people have ever been to a piano bar like that, that's part of it. You know, a lot of times there'll be requests that people don't know, and they have to do that, but. You know, you mentioned the name. I didn't really recognize the name where you said you were there for 6 years, but you also did Pat O'Brien's, which, like I said, I've never been to New Orleans, but that is a world-famous piano bar, and you played there some.
Oh, yes, and Justin, you have got to go. Don't wait another time until you get a chance to go, because it is such a fun place. And unfortunately, it was a lot more fun before Katrina, but anyway, but it's still a fun city to go to, and the music, the food, and the atmosphere is phenomenal.
I can only imagine. Well, listen, like I said, we're going to go through your nominations here. Next week we're doing the pre-Cammy show, which you've cut a liner for us for that next week, but we're going to go through some of this. Make sure, I'm looking at it, make sure if I don't miss one. So I know you're up for Smoothie of the Year with Love My Blues Away.
Yes.
You also are up for Female Vocalist of the Year.
Yes, and I've got some great people in that category, I tell you. I'm so honored.
Yes, I mean, that's another thing. People that will talk to me about saying something like, is beach music dying? I'm like, no, just listen to the music. You can tell beach music isn't dying by all the talent across the board from everybody. But, you know, you got Collaboration of the Year with Dan Thomas with the song we just played. And, like I said, wow, you just absolutely blew up the nomination show. You really did.
Well, I was just, like I said, I was in shock, definitely, and I was so happy about it.
I forgot one. You mentioned also earlier for Songwriter of the Year as well.
Yes, that to me is a very, very important award because, you know, the songwriting is what makes without songwriters, we wouldn't have any songs to sing.
Exactly. And there was another song we were talking about a minute ago. I said, I really love that. I want to come out of this break with you. You said you have a fun story for it. And that's Love Comes Knocking with you and Doyle Wood.
Yeah, back in February, Doyle and Leno Quinn, they both have Daxwood Studios up in Fayetteville, they called me and they said, we want you to collaborate on a song with us. And I said, well, okay. So I went up to Fayetteville, you know, before everything got closed down and we couldn't go anywhere. Lynn had sent me a song called Not Too Often. And I was like, I don't know what we can do with this. But so I told Dora, I said, let's make this into something more fun kind of song with a storyline to it, you know. And so when I took Not Too Often up there and played him what I got out of Not Too Often, he couldn't believe it. He said, hold on just a minute. I'm calling a drummer. We'll cut this right now. The drummer came and we put it down within 30 minutes after I was there. So, because Doyle was so impressed with, he liked the way I had taken the song and gone to the next level, I guess.
That is awesome. We're going to be playing that one here in a minute, but I did want to ask also pre-COVID times. So, you know, I know a lot of stuff is shut down for a lot of people right now, but do you get a chance to get out and play locally or live a lot in the Wilmington area or Myrtle Beach or, you know, something?
Yeah, well, I was actually playing at one of the local restaurants here on Thursday nights, as well as a listening room here in Wilmington, Ted's on the River. And the other place I was playing was the Olympia restaurant, but that was like a weekly gig. But, you know, with everything shutting down, everything, music is going away. And I'm hoping, Justin, that all of us people in beach music can get together and maybe do some kind of fundraiser to help all the people in the industry who have been hurt by, you know, losing their jobs, musicians, people in the back of the scenes, the DJs, you know. I think it would be a great idea if we could get something like that together. I would be willing to do that.
That is a great idea, actually. Whenever stuff like opens up, I bet you, because a lot of people have been just shut down for so long, and I bet you if you organize something like that and basically had it right after all the stuff eventually lifts, whenever that may be, I bet that would be one heck of a crowd.
Great. Well, I would love to, so count me in.
All right, we'll do that. I want to also mention that the let's see what we're going to talk about next. The also, do you have a website, social media, anything like that other than just your Facebook page?
Yes, I have a Sylvia Johns Ritchie Facebook, you know, music page.
Okay.
So that people can, you know, get in touch with me there. But also, I forgot to tell you that I have been doing a Wednesday night a show from my house called Home Alone Together. And I've done about 20 of those since March.
And how can people tune into that?
Just go to YouTube and type in my name, and all the videos will pop up.
So it's going to YouTube Live.
Yes, YouTube Live as well as Facebook Live. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I've heard from so many people. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that really need to be lifted up with music. So that's what I'm trying to do.
And that is very, very awesome. And you know what? Before I let you go, what's your plans for 2021 as long as everything lifts? You working on new music, anything you're working on that you're going to be releasing anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. I've got a new song coming out called I'm Gonna Stop My Looking Since I Found You. It's I laughingly told everybody it's the story of J.K. Lofton and Monique, his new wife,
yeah.
That she told me one day, I was sitting there talking, she said, she had found J.K. online, and she said, I'm going to stop my looking now that I found him. I said, hold on, let me write that down.
so I always like to ask this a lot on my interviews, and like I said, we don't have the song to play, but something like that, how long did it take you to write that song?
It depends. You know, sometimes the words come to you and you can't write them down fast enough. And then other times it's like, you know, it takes a little longer. But usually the words come first and then I put the music to it.
Well, awesome. Well, look, I'm so, so glad you could come on today. And I'm very, very thankful for having you. And I'm going to play Love Comes Knocking from Sylvia Johns Ritchie and Dolewood. And Sylvia, we're going to have you back on the show when that new single releases.
Thank you so much, Justin. We love all the work that you do. Keep it up here.
Thank you so much. Everybody else, like I said, here is Love Comes Knocking, Dolewood and Sylvia Johns Ritchie.